you did wait till I waited on answers. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to call to order the Osage Minerals Council regular meeting Wednesday, April the 18th, 2018. We want to welcome everyone here today. I will have to move a little bit. Wow, I've had both eyes operated on, so that was not working for me. So I'll just reach out and touch you. What I'd like to say is we have some guests here today. I'm going to have to change the agenda just a little bit to see how quick I can get us through this. The next is that I'm going to ask brothers to say a prayer for us today. And with that, I'd like to have the prayer done first before I have any other words to say. If everyone would stand, please. Shonka. I'll walk Dick.
Thank you for all that you've done, that you've given us this business, and that you've asked us to take care of. I ask that you help our minds, that we want you to give our minds the things that we need to understand. And we're thankful. We're thankful for this gift. Our generations, Lord, that we might be able to understand and help them and let them understand where we're going with this, and give us the fortitude to make sure we take care of all our business as you see fit. We're thankful for it, what you've given. Did you give it Americans, these people that represent people in the U.S. government? We have a relationship that goes way, way back. They recognize our sovereign right. They recognize our community. They recognize the importance of what we stand on at this moment. Ask that you watch over us as we talk to them, we communicate with them. The people that live here make our business, make their homes and lives. I just pray that you watch them, give them strength, that we all might work together for the common good, that our business will have that kind of impact. These things I ask in your name. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. That I'd like a roll call.
Councilwoman Boone?
Here.
Councilman Shishala?
Present.
Councilman Crum?
Here.
Councilwoman Urban?
Present.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Here.
Councilman Redcorn?
Here.
Chairman Waller?
Here.
Councilman Yates?
Present.
Yeah,
thank you so much. I'd like to talk about the agenda real quick. We're going to start with, of course, the item 4, 5, 6, and 7. But out of a element of you're at the Osage, I'd like, we have some guests here today. And if I could, I'd like our director to turn, ask them to stand, and please introduce themselves from the DMD program out of Colorado. Folks, if you'll stand up, and I'd like you to just tell you who you are.
Yeah. I'm Jerry Pizzola. I'm a petroleum geologist with the DEMD.
I'm Fiona Frazier, a petroleum engineer for the DMV.
Daniel Kahn, petroleum engineer with the DMV.
And Janelle McLean, petroleum engineer with the DMV.
Please be seated. Thank you very much. We're going to get to you as quick as possible, but I think you'll be very interested in these next hour. There's other issues that are going to come up. We're going to adjust the schedule, but we'll get you started as quick as possible. With that, I do want to have a couple issues. I've done a couple interviews. I'm going to finish one up for Indian Country today to help us respond to the monies for the plugging. We have a request for $5 million, $2 million for digital, and then there's another $3 million out there that they're going to do the inventory for the Orphan Well project. But since we're the oldest, we're the first contract on it, we're going to be not only waiting on this transfer of the dollars, but also we have the process already in place. What I told them is that we're not going to do an inventory as much as we're having to take care of emergency purging wells now. And we have, our monies are gone. Federal government's told us there's, until we get this funding, we don't have any available. Is that correct? I'm not plugging in. Chairman of the board, what I'd like to say is that the next item come out in the Oil and Gas Journal. Did another interview, and what I talked about is the process of permitting. It's going to be, just like you read in some of these federal emails we got, it's a national issue. Now, when I'm over the nation, I'll worry about it. When I'm over the Osage, I'm living it. So with your help, I think we just keep on going. And then I told them the category exclusion we requested, I was questioned about it. Why would we do that? I said, Osage just have to have all options available. If you can give them to a foreign country wind farm on our reservation, then you better answer to us. And with that, I'd like to go in and start with our auditor report. Mr. Swan, I'd like you to go ahead and take care of that from right there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please. Thank you.
We'll start with Osage Information Chief for March. And March, we had collections of $3,007,774.34. Our average price per barrel of oil in February, $61.14 a barrel. Our average high quote price in March, $59.24 a barrel. Our average daily barrels of oil produced in February, 10,613 barrels. Our gross barrels produced in February, 297,443 barrels. Royalty barrels, 45,579. Our royalty barrel versus gross barrel, 15.23%. Total oil royalties collected in March, $2,791,343. Gas oil, $155,337. Tank bottles, $2,080, which gives us a total oil and gas royalties collected in March, $2,950,760. And our funds for March, or for February, was $2.38.
Thank you, sir. Is there any questions from the council? Hearing none. Thank you, sir. I'd like to move on down to our. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to point out, thank you, Jim, for the report. One item I watch is our gross barrel versus royalty. It's gone up a little bit. I'd like to maybe ask our director if he's got any comment on that, provide it. Generally, we see it going down, which I think is an indication that we're losing primary barrels the lower royalty rate production is maintained instead. Well, now I'm seeing it. This is the first time I've seen it go up a little bit. So if you could maybe find out our director comment on that, send it to us.
Sure. I'm looking at it.
Thank you, Chairman.
Any other questions? With that, I'd like to go on down to the accounting report, which is in our books. And if you have any questions with that, of course, Lacy will answer all of them. Hearing none, I'd like to go on down to my director's report. Mr. Lynn, please.
As Mr. Swan mentioned, our average production is 10,613 barrels of oil per day, 11 million cubic feet of gas a day, and 15,857 gallons of gas liquid. And I show a decline curve on there, the current one I printed off this week from IHS data. They're showing our decline at this time. Moving on, we're unique in our petroleum resource information that it's confidential, private, and proprietary, and not available to anyone for solicitor opinions and edicts. Even to us, these edicts do not address the trust responsibility and logical conclusion that is required to successfully manage the trust asset in the best interest to the beneficiaries. Our only successful business model to improve and to enhance cash flow for our annuitants at this time appears to rely on lawsuit settlements from the U.S. with the U.S. government for transgressions against the Osage Mineral Estate. Now, this model doesn't require producing any of our petroleum resources. Our federal employees should not be thrown under the bus, but they should know that they are our trustees, commissioned and sworn to fiduciary responsibility to assist their beneficiaries, the tribes and the allottees. I've also included the timeline, the flow chart on how long it takes to do business, to drill a well and to buy a lease in there also. Moving on to the second page on the Fern Creek spill, we still don't know the exact conduit of where the salt water is coming into Bird Creek. I will state it again that Ahuska's drinking water has not been impacted. I talked to the guy that works at the water plant in Ahuska, and he said we'll never be taking any salt water in our drinking water. They just got the information there was a salt water spill on Bird Creek, so they switched to Clear Creek. And so anyway, that hasn't been impacted. Next, the softball field gas seat. At this time, we are seeking funds to install a passive vent system following the federal gas seepage guidelines. The DMD grants, we're still at the same place. Buffalo Data is over 80% finished, and I have a contract amendment on here to expend the rest of the funds for the website grant, and that'll take us through September of this year, and then we'd like to go further than that later. We're looking at probably another $40,000 to beef up the website to where we want to get it. It's going to be needed to get it where we need it. There's still no decision been made on the digital grant, digital part, data part two, or the orphan well grant. On the North Burbank unit, I just added that in there because I think it's still imperative for us to try to find out how much primary oil has been produced, how much secondary oil has been produced, and how much tertiary oil has been produced. And so still be working on that. That's it.
Very good. Council? Councilwoman Irwin?
Mr. Lynn, do you have any notion of what it's going to cost the funds to install a passive vent system out there at the softball field? Do you have any clue?
About $65,000.
Is that just an estimate?
That's the bid.
Okay. Will that fix it? Good.
Yeah, it should. I mean, the gas won't light. You know, I've told you that before. I've tried to light it. There's no volume. There's no rate. It's just detected by a gas detector. And so, over at the high school, whenever they drilled their geothermal wells into the gas formation and the saltwater formations, they struck gas, so there's a rate there. So those are electric fan-operated vent systems. Same company gave us a bid on this. The other two companies bowed out. They said they can't carry the insurance there's not enough work for them to do this type of work.
Okay, thank you.
Councilwoman Bennett.
In the future, when you do the graph like this, I'm finding it very difficult to read even with better lighting and my glasses, I can't read it.
Yeah, I can blow you out of water.
And I was just wondering, did you coordinate all this information with the superintendent? Because as I recall, last month, there was some kind of discrepancy between what you had to offer with this and what the superintendent had to offer. So did you guys get together and coordinate?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have a question, if I may go back up for just a moment.
Yes, sir.
On the gross barrels versus royalty barrels, the difference in the percentage, I would like to ask Councilman Redcorn, what kind of information do you want the record to get regarding those figures?
Well, the comment I said was, as it continues to go down and down and down, I don't say every month. Mm-hmm. I have a suspicion that we're losing primary production and we're holding steady with our CO2 flood and others that are bringing in a lot of barrels. With it going up for the peak, I would like to see what happened. Is there something going on that we have more? You know, our higher royalty rates are kicking back up.
New.
So well, I don't know. We just need to see what the information says. We can all, yeah. That's what I'm asking.
Okay, because I know that our accountant was instrumental in working with these figures and getting the information about that. So I was just curious why you just didn't, why you wouldn't approach our accountant first.
Well, we have, our accountant's an accountant. I'd like to hear Bill as a geologist.
As a geologist, okay.
To see what he thinks is going on.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Superintendent.
Bill Lynn and I did meet yesterday and go over his report. I do want everyone to realize that the first graph that is identified in I too, Councilwoman Boone is having a hard time reading it. That is straight across the board for Indian Country. It's not just Osage. And of course, the blue graph below that graph is something that is a function on the outside world performed by BLM. So I just want everybody to understand that this is just Osage as far as the top goes. It's straight across the board with all federal BIA agencies. We have to do the appeal notification.
Council.
Thank you. Going on the same line of questioning, I guess I'm glad you pointed that out. Councilwoman Boone, if there was communication between the Bureau and our office, I guess my question would be on the bottom piece. There's a lot of activities going on trying to get a lease out the door. That's my feeling. I've been told that for 4 years or three and a half since we've been on Minerals 3, third Minerals Council. Do you agree with all the additional steps that are going on, Ms. Phillips?
Well, basically, and I guess what I'm trying to ensure that we have a good understanding, We have a programmatic EA for leasing. So the leasing has been pretty much smooth sailing, with the exception of now we're having to provide notice of the appeal process.
So did you get a chance to look at this flow chart? Are you in agreement or disagreement?
We did. Bill and I did talk about it, and that's when I wanted to ensure that everybody understands that the first portion of it is straight across the board for anybody.
Sure, I understand the second part below is what I'm asking. Do you agree with all the boxes in the flow chart?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Counsel, do we have any other requests? Superintendent, did you have anything else to add?
No, I think that meeting with the Minerals Director on a monthly basis is something that is very, it's a good practice. Yesterday, we were fortunate to have Stephen Simpson in the meeting as well, and I believe he was able to answer a lot of questions that Mr. Lynn had. So I really look forward to this being a monthly meeting with the director.
We have, thank you, Chairman. We have our superintendent. We also have Bureau of Indian Affairs officials from the Department of Energy and Mineral Development. And I'd like to see if we can attach this flow sheet to some of the things we're trying to accomplish. To me, it seems if we add more steps, but we're trying to develop the resource, it's going to hurt. Is there anything we can try to streamline working with these folks and, you know, BIA across the board? It seems to me like we get more and more, you know, things coming down towards us in reference to the EIS. We communicated our desire to possibly implement what the new administration has put down in front of us, as was pointed out by Mr. Storer, that we have, is there a possibility to look back at the CADEX? And it was specific to Indian Country. Those kind of questions that I'm hoping that we can have a consistent voice across the Bureau that we are, in fact, very interested in developing our mineral reserves. And to me, this is pretty busy, this flow sheet, and I say you agree with it. My question would be, you work with them and all the powers that be, is there ways we can streamline this process?
I'm looking at your agenda, and under number 10, old business, expediting appeals, this is something that has been previously discussed, and I really am looking at the OMC in assisting there. So I don't know exactly what's going to be discussed under old business, so I'm glad that that's on your agenda.
Thank you. It's also over the letter, which we have talked about, too.
Yes.
And that's what we're talking about, to get to the area director. The last list you gave me had 11 items on it. Two have been taken off. Now they're going to be taken back to Supreme Court, so we're back to 11 in the NL case. So
and I'm hoping that will assist.
You'll be present for that discussion?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Hoping that will help here.
It has to.
Bacon?
It has to. Counsel, is there any other question?
Your statements to the Journal Records, I agree with you, Chairman.
Is it any like that? Now we're going to get to the fun part. Director, thank you so much. I'd like to move into item number 7, Superintendent's Report.
I'm a little nervous now. She said, let's get to the fun part.
Should never make you nervous, huh? What are we renowned about?
Okay.
Never let a party down.
Before I go into this month's report, I would like to go back to last month, and there were a few questions that were asked. Councilman Yates asked about Candy Creek Crusher and wasn't identified as one of the three top producers. I touched base with the royalty specialist, and she basically said that We were notified by Chad Snyder that Anchor Stone, effective January 1, would no longer be the operator. She spoke with an individual with Candy Creek Crusher, and they basically said that they were in the process of getting the quarry back up, and we should see a report for March, which you will see that in this month's report. Also, we have sent letters. I think Councilwoman Irwin and Boone had asked about APAC not paying 10%. We issued two letters to them, one for the modification and bond, as well as identified what we figured they needed to pay. And you, I believe, Chairman, you received a copy of that letter as well.
That's correct.
We are waiting on a response there. In talking to Cammie today, she said that they did pay the 10% in January.
Are you talking the residual before then?
Yes.
Do you happen to have that amount in front of you? Because I'm getting a lot of calls over this.
I do have that amount in front of me. Bear with me just a moment.
I want to count.
Yes. APAC. We sent them a letter. We sent them a letter dated March 27, 2018. Copy of the letter went to the Minerals Council, and basically we figured that they owe a total of $167,763.94, plus interest accrued in the amount of $46,150.56, for a total of $213,914.50. We haven't had any response to that letter yet.
Let me have that correct amount again.
$213,914.50.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ms. Dawkins. I appreciate
that's
that.
That's what I'm asking.
I'll make that call. And actually, the only response I've had to the calls I get from APAC, we asked the superintendent to take care of this to get us caught back up. The answer is still the same. It's 10%. Everything's going to be 10%. Even if we do anything with the state of Oklahoma, it will be 10%. So that's how I'm going to make it. That's going to be the call. Thank you.
That
please.
Letter is dated March 27, 2018. Also, let me see what else we have. We took care of Councilman Redcorn asked that Bill and I get together on a monthly basis. That was done. Councilman Yates asked if we were experiencing any appeals on the workover plugging notices. I checked with the agency staff and they said no. Councilwoman Irwin stated that the resolution passed by the took care of that. We're working on the green water flood lease. I did propose the dates for the biannual consultation meeting. I haven't heard anything back yet. And I believe you asked for us, Councilwoman Boone asked if we would start including the top producers for the month, and you will see that that's in your report.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So now let's get to this past month's report. The Branch of Field Operations issued 10 permits, 9 gas meters scanned into the Osage Nation report. There were 11 complaints scanned. 2,087 purchase tank tables were scanned into the Osage Nation report. 9 purchase tank tables encoded into the Osage computation system. Is that right?
Poorly reported.
Poorly reported. We had 16 leases checked for primary term. 1 plugging was witnessed. There were 95 lease inspections, 48 follow-up lease inspections performed, 2 LAC units proving witnessed, 8 gas meters proving, 11 tank trucks checked for permits, 2 tank trappings witnessed, 116 landowner lessee meetings, 14 complaints, 19 spill leaks inspected. There were 29 follow-ups on leaks and spills, 2 OERB assessment evaluations, 172 tanks gauged, 3 tank bottom removal witnessed, 16 run tickets figured, and 32 gauger calculation versus purchaser calculations. Lease management reported that 5 leases were approved, 6 assignments were approved, 31 division orders were approved, 23 leases were terminated. Producing wells for March were, it was reported 18,107 less 3,256 for saltwater disposal wells for a total of 14,851. In regard to 25 CFR 214, we had 3 leases sold last month, APAC being the number, the top lease sale. Burbank and Schmidt Brothers, APAC reported 18,939.33 tons, paid royalty of 16,337.40. Burbank reported 9,653.46 tons, royalty paid of 10,232.67. Schmidt Brothers reported 272 cubic yards, $204. The Osage Agency had 4 requests for lease information. 1 was a FOIA. The Branch of Subsurface Minerals, they approved 2 drilling permits. We approved 18 workover permits and 1 plugging permit. There was no wells completed that we received a 208 during the month of March. The Branch of Accounting provided all the reports to Jim Swan, and I believe I provided the Coffeyville purchaser statements by email, and we included the top 3 producers in Osage County, being Chaparral, number 1, Lynn Operating, number 2, Performance, number 3. The Branch of Enforcement and Lease Compliance, we have 4 EAs that we're reviewing, covering 12 permits. 1 EA was approved, covering 7 permits, and that EA, we're doing the notice of availability. We issued 76 non-compliance letters, 9 non-production letters, 1 fine letter, 5 penalty letters. We issued 18 extension letters, and 4 final notice letters. Also, it was my understanding that you wanted me to talk about what was published in the newspaper on April 9th in regard to notice of information collections pertaining to the Osage Reservation Lands for Oil and Gas. This came out of the Office of Management and Budget. In accordance with the Paper Reduction Act, they issue these notices to allow individuals an opportunity to comment on the various collection of information by the agency. Of course, we identified, thank you, Richard. We identified what all we collect in doing leasing or leasing the Osage Mineral Estate, being the lease, a bond, articles of the organization or incorporation, certificate of good standing, certificate of limited liability, list of officers and members, limited liability company agreement, financial statements, division orders, assignments, ownership, NEPA, and of course our royalty accounting forms. If individuals are wanting to make a accordance with this notification, which was issued on April 9th, in there it basically states that they are soliciting comments from the public in addressing the following issues. Number 1, is the collection necessary to the proper function of the BIA? Will this information be processed and used in a timely manner? Is the estimate of burden accurate? How might the BIA enhance the quality, utility, and clarity of the information to be collected? And how might the BIA minimize the burden of this collection on the respondents, including through the use of information technology. Comments may be submitted to the Office of the Superintendent by June 8th, 2018.
And the list that you just read out, are you going to deliver that to any John Key public request our information?
If they ask us for what information do we ask for now, yes, we'll be more than happy to provide that.
As a total production element, things of that nature?
That's what this basically is. Is we get lessee reports on a monthly basis. We have to have that in order to account and reconcile royalty that's being produced.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because in the question you were asked a while ago, we need the same breakdown, of course, that you've seen about our gas element. Our accountant and all are starting to look at that. The breakdown you and I had actually talked about on the oil that we use, your system, the TAMS, or whichever system you have, it has to be breaking these numbers down that the council requested. There's no way that it can't be doing that, or otherwise none of the numbers are right. You have, the gas is a little easier, it sticks on a certain percentage, but on the oil we've been asked to look at the four different divisions. You're also talking about a CO2 flood, that's 3,000 plus barrels. The target's a little over that. And with that, I'd like to turn the floor over to Councilwoman Irwin, Councilman Shishawala, and then let Council Redford.
Madam Superintendent, I've looked through your report. Maybe I overlooked it, I don't think so. But I didn't see anything in here about new oil. Are we producing any new oil? Have we had any new oil? And if we have, how much?
I think under branch of subsurface minerals, where it says wells completed and by whom, I put a zero. So when you had requested the new oil, I asked my staff to start including that. And if there's new oil, then the accounting should be able to include that on their report.
Well, I don't know. I talked to Mr. Winlock one day on the phone, and that's not exactly what he said to me about, at least that was up, it was around Parasol.
Okay.
I don't know, you told me it was producing 5,000 barrels, or it had produced 5,000 barrels. I don't know. You not recall the conversation?
No.
Of course you don't. Okay. And then I heard that BGI, I think that's the number, they had a well come in not too long ago. I don't see anything on here.
I will check that out for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Councilman.
Ms. Phillips, how far along are y'all on getting a new engineer hired?
We're in the process. We've selected one. We're waiting for an answer from the region. Right now, we've submitted everything to the region, so we're just waiting for an answer from them.
And is our field staff fully staffed, or are we down a couple, or what?
Yes, we've lost a couple, but the way the budget is right now, I think we're going to be hiring and replacing them right now.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. Is that what I heard? Councilman Redcorn and then Councilwoman there.
Thank you, Chairman. I appreciate the report. A lot of information and consistent with what we see time and time. So thank you very much, Ms. Phillips. My first question on your FOIA comments, has anyone assessed the requirements for intellectual property in all the decisions that you're making? I get a feeling that a lot of these companies are old and gone. So to protect their interests is almost non-existent in a lot of these leases and locations. I know from my experience with intellectual property, we have a 20-year requirement. There's other issues involved, but we have a technical team from the Bureau. I don't know, maybe we can communicate and say we need an assessment on the intellectual property. You got any comments on, are you doing an assessment? Is it companies that are actually existing that you're trying to protect their intellectual property? Is there any archaic companies that are no longer existing that you're protecting their intellectual property?
I spoke with, oh.
Please.
I spoke with the solicitor's office to that effect. And according to Mr. Charles Batts basically said that if the agency can go in and prove that there is, the company is no longer in existence, then we would be able to release that information. But the burden of proof would be back on the agency to prove that. The Osage agency continues to wait for the solicitor's office to provide us with a direction as to the release of records. And Jerry and I spoke about that this morning.
Ma'am, what did you say?
I'm waiting on the solicitor's office to give us a direction.
On all of the above.
Okay.
Councilman.
Statistically, how many of these companies that you're trying to protect, are they in existence or not? How many percent-wise would you say these companies still exist? And this information is in these reports and in these files that you're trying to protect. How many of them actually exist or not? I guess I could start there.
Basically, the agency hasn't gone in and looked at that. Basically, what we're saying to the solicitor's office, because we're being informed by the solicitor's office that we cannot just proceed in the release of records without permission from the company that exists. And that's what I'm saying when I brought up the same fact that these companies may not even be in existence anymore, would that be okay with them? And they said yes. So when it happens where somebody comes into the agency and they're looking at something that is so old, the burden of proof to ensure that the company is not there, no longer in existence, will be on the agency. And then the agency can proceed on.
Okay. And we've had this discussion on the actual drill bits hitting the ground. And I'm a little confused this year how many drill bits have hit the ground this year from January 1. How many?
I'm not going to be able to answer that question because I don't have that. The request wasn't made to me prior to this date. Now I'll be more than happy to provide you with that.
Do you think you got an estimate? Do you think you might know somewhere, you know, maybe last month you knew? Mm-hmm. And this month we don't.
Can I get back with you on that? Because Richard said we can go over there and we could.
There's no estimate at all. I
can't give you. I don't want to do
so
that.
We got true numbers actually. How many spuds were on the number of new drills?
Okay. And but we can't. Not even a hand of a.
No, I couldn't. I mean, I give an estimate. I could be wrong.
No.
Let's not have that estimate. Look, we're going to take a short break here in a moment anyway. Is there any possibility you can
last
come
question.
Back?
Sure.
Council.
Last question, sir. On all the numbers that you provided in the detailed report, has anyone done a statistical analysis to make sure that, you know, we're not seeing, we're capturing through these numbers of inspections an adequate amount of inspections that you feel like, you know, hey, we're covering these areas that we're trying to monitor, and we're doing it effectively through statistical means? Has that happened?
No. Say that this happened.
How are you determining your effort to put employees in certain sections? You're going, I want X amount to go out and do tank, truck permits prepared. I want you to go out and do plugging, witnesses. How are you determining, what's driving your decision to put your resources and manpower in these certain areas? I'd like to know if you're considered doing, you know, maybe some statistical work to ensure you're covering adequately all these areas. If not, maybe there's a different way of doing it. But how could you summarize to me how you're pushing your folks in certain areas to cover all these areas?
Well, we try to do it on a high-risk basis. The high-risk areas is like saltwater floods, any place where there's high spill areas, high production areas, and we try to cover those areas the most, where there's a lot of production, and plus, where we've had enormous complaints in certain areas, like spills, oil spills or loss, and we try to structure where the employees try to cover those areas.
Okay, a follow-up question, Chairman.
Yes, sir.
How much percent-wise is going to these high-risk areas versus your daily duties of monitoring and maintaining the reservation? What would you say? Is it majority of high-risk?
I couldn't give you an estimate. I know in OIG before, we were mandated to inspect every lease within 3-year period.
And we are.
And you're hitting that benchmark?
We are striving.
We're not there yet.
We're striving to do that.
Would you be interested in help you determine those areas if you're lacking in certain areas?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman.
All right, go to Councilwoman Boone, then Councilman Yates, and then Councilman Frank. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Phillips, I'd like to ask about the vacancy for the archaeologist. Where are we with that?
We're waiting for the regional director for the region to give us some direction.
What's going on with your fund?
It's been
my understanding through my years with the federal government that once you are funded for X amount of personnel with benefits, et cetera, the only way you lose that position funding is if that position is transferred to another facility. So I don't understand what kind of budgetary problems you're having if the money is already there.
I understand the predicament. Would you like to give it a shot? Would you like me to give it a shot?
Sure.
Council, do you have anything you want to add on that?
Oh, yes. Please. I attended a meeting last night about when the AEDPSO line is going across the southern part of Osage County, and there was information shared where PSO is trespassing on individuals' property to take more samples. And they specifically mentioned the Brumley place over there by Boston. Is that something you could check into and see if they are trespassing?
Yes.
That would be something that you would need to talk to Melissa Curry about.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
I'm done. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Council, thank you for it.
Thank you. Superintendent, on your report, I noticed you referenced on your assignments, oil and gas assignments, you got 6 approved, 205 pending. 2017, there was 27. In 2018, there's 178. Is there a reason why there's so many? And what is that looking up?
I believe that a lot of those are chaparral assignments. And the Osage Agency, before we will just approve an assignment, we do a inspection. We have to also make sure that it is held by production. So there's a little bit more work involved in that. If you remember, the Osage Agency, recently an individual went to another position. We've got that position filled. So hopefully we'll start seeing that reduced. But I myself have also helped, and so has Richard, in trying to address the pending. And there's a lot of facets involved as far as inspections, branch of accounting, belt. There's just a lot involved in the processing. Also, we have to go back in and we have to look at the lease itself and include some of that information in our decision, notification to approve it. And I don't know if you've looked at one of those approval letters lately, but I would encourage you to.
I'm sure he has.
Yeah, I'm sure I have. On the lease approval you were speaking of, could you maybe give us a little more information on that? Are you trying to bring the lessee or the assigner up to where they're compliant, fully compliant with all the BIA regulations?
That is correct. Right now, at this point, what we're doing is we're going in and we're identifying the resolution when the lease was approved, the resolution that accompanied the approval, and any assignments and so forth. And that takes time to go in and research all that. And of course, we have to go in and make sure that we have the financial documents, the bonds and so forth, to approve an assignment. There's a lot of work involved. And I believe, if you notice, we're 27, I think we're in the month of December for 2018, and these 27, I think that there's some issues there, some environmental issues or lease compliance issues that have to be addressed.
And you'll identify those when you take care of this process. Go ahead.
Okay, and follow up on the FOIA request. You got a number of requests for lease information for one FOIA request and three non-FOIA requests. Does this include operators that are requesting information on their own to look at their own wells and
yes.
lease information? Really?
Basically, what we have been instructed to do is we have to have everything in writing, so we have something there at the agency. They come in and they fill it out, and we are recording those. So individual lessees are coming in and asking for information.
Well, with these pending assignments, so there's no the person is selling the lease and purchasing doesn't go in and review the lease files prior to the sale?
When you're talking about assignments,
mm-hmm.
they can come in and ask to review those documents with the permission of the assignor. We just
okay.
have that documentation. But these, the 178, I would say the majority of those are the chaparral. If you would like to know specifics the next time, I'd be more than happy to provide that to you.
No, I just thought that was off a high number, and I did realize that Chaparral has sold a lot of their leases, as well as Lynn. So, all right, thank you. I'm finished.
Thank you, sir. Councilman Crown.
I'm going to shift gears a little bit. I'm going to talk about this more later. Are you aware that another wind farm secured a conditional use permit from the adjustment board to go north of where the one is now?
No, I'm not aware.
So I take it they didn't approach you about, it's like the last one didn't at first. You have not been approached about that? What I'm getting ready to ask next, I'm sure you won't be able to answer. But in the past, the BIA at least took the position that there needed to be a lease assigned, you know, some sort of a permit to be able to do that, not a lease, but a permit. And will the BIA be willing to stand up and do that again? I realize that on the last one, you came in way late and lost, or you lost, but then we took it on the 10th Circuit rule that they didn't
appeal.
Huh?
Is that under appeal right now?
Well, they're asking the Supreme Court to look at it, but the chances of the Supreme Court taking that one, I think, are fairly slim. But still, there should be a position by the BIA, I would think, that your position shouldn't have changed, I wouldn't think. You guys fought it for a time, at least. Are you going to, what I'm asking you for, now that you're aware of it, are you going to be able to contact the solicitors and see what your position will be?
The position that I took last time was when they started moving the grounds. You remember that. So what I will do, Councilman Crum, I will send somebody out to do an inspection of that property.
I doubt that they're moving any ground. If this is a conditional use permit that they have received that, if I understand correctly, and so. It would behoove the department to figure out where they're going to come into it and whether or not, and especially in light of the 10th Circuit ruling. And, you know, we're not afraid to fight the wind farms on our own, but our trust people should be on the forefront of doing that, I would think.
This is directly north?
Silver Spoke. We had a big meeting, they had a lot of signs. They had 71 people come in there and talk about us.
Great Nola area, North Shire.
I'm sure.
Well, that's never good.
Great Nola, north of that. Silver Spoke's the name. I suppose there's a, I suspect if you stick around that we're going, when we talk about it later, Dr. Connor may have some specific information that he can relate to you about the area.
Yes, Council, and if I may interject to that, I'm going to ask the Council that we move actually two items. DMD goes first, and then I'd like to bring up the wind farm right behind it. That'd be the only adjustment.
I had one follow-up question that I promised the lady that I'd ask this week. Last week there was a report within one of the committee meetings of the Congress about a spill of some significance on the ranch, and it brought to our attention last time, and I asked if you could be able to address what's been done out there and just what it amounts to, just because it was brought up in open meetings in a different format, and we should know about it too.
Yeah, it occurred on the Bluestem Ranch, and we discovered it on 3/16/19, and the filming went out, inspected it, and had them begin sucking up all the fluids, and dug five dams with pits, catch pits, to get some fluids, and they're still working on it right now, and the company is Diamond 3S, and it was the Kennedy tank battery, and it's a water flood. And it's the spill occurred in the northeast of 1/24/7 at the injection well number 3. And it was due to valves leaking. And there was also the company hired Beacon Environmental and for the cleanup. And they're right now they're in the stages of seeing what they need to do, taking samples and everything. They have determined that the spill goes 3 foot deep in the soil out there. And so, plus the spill has ran into a creek out there, which their EPA is calling it the Daniel Run Creek out there. There's been some release in there. And so their insurance company is hired a Beacon and just started to clean up and probably should call it start next week.
Okay. I promise I'd ask them. Thank you. That's a good report.
Well, that you have. Councilman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just an added comment that I attended that meeting, the Board of Adjustment out at the Fairgrounds last week, and they took a lot of public comments from landowners. And one of the gentlemen from the audience did get up and he did ask, what effect is this going to have on the Osage Minerals Estate? And they said, well, we can't answer that. So they haven't. That's proof to me that they are not interested in talking to us at this point in time, but I'm hopeful that they will before it turns into another case like the last one we dealt with. Thank you.
Council. Yes, sir. Deputy Superintendent.
Councilman Irwin asked me a question a while ago about the lease. And she asked me on January the 16th of 18, and it was about the West Blacklands, and which is located in Southeast 11277, and asked me if it's producing, has produced anything. And it, from June 1st of 17 to 12/28 of 17, it produced 5,000 barrels of oil, and it was waiting on the visual.
Is it Brian?
Thank you, sir.
Wonderful estimate. I want to go out on a limb. We have got some new production. I think that we need to roll this out over the new technology has brought us some things we didn't dream we'd have. And until they get the IP report in to the superintendent and all those such items. Secondly, Silver Spoke's right up there where we negotiated with BGI spent so much time, so much effort with myself, second counsel, and these former counsel with yourselves. I didn't like what I heard, and that's why I'm so happy my chief's here today with Dr. Connor. But first, they're going to have to wait with your forgiveness. I'd like to go DMD. Chief, I'd like you to hear this because you've got the two grants also. And I did do to Indian Country that you and I want that $3 million to do the inventory off our orphan wells. Talk to the superintendent. Last number you gave me on orphan wells was approximately right under 5,000.
Around 1,700.
1,700 of orphaned.
Right.
Okay, how many do you project is really out there that has not been collected?
Oh, I couldn't give you that.
I think it's 40,700 is what you told me about 3 years ago.
I just have to go on what number I've
got. I need that number, sir. Okay. With that, I also have the plugging committee here. I'd like to take a short break. Superintendent, is there anything you'd like to add? I would like to ask you, when you terminate those leases, is that for non-production or non-compliance?
Generally, it's non-production.
Thank you. The next question I have is that we had talked about these wind farms, Silver Spoke. That was quite an event. I want to appreciate Councilwoman Boone. It's hard to sit there and have people talk about us. And they also had two tribal entities show up. We are Pawnee, we are Cree. Well, you're in the Osage Reservation, so let's just stick with that. With that, I'd like to ask for a short break, and then we'll come right back to DMD. Thank you all. If there's anything you need, refreshments or